An ultra-Orthodox faction declares war on missionaries. Ghana marks true independence, and a people group in Cameroon takes scripture to heart. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel's theocratic party, known as the Shas faction, has declared war on missionaries. The group's ultra-Orthodox leader introduced a bill stating that Israel's laws against proselytism need strengthening. When asked if it's likely to pass, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner told us,
"I don't suspect so, but it does seem that about every couple of years, some ultra-Orthodox party decides that they need to stop missionary activity in the country, and so they find some allies in the legislation, and they propose it again. And just does show an opposition to evangelism activity in Israel that is somewhat concerning."
The new proposal would completely forbid preaching and proselytism altogether. Penner says the law reveals an ugly undercurrent facing Christians and Messianic Jews in Israel.
"We're not terribly concerned that it will be passed. It's concerning that it keeps coming up. And so pray that it would be defeated. Pray for strengthening for our brothers and sisters, particularly in the city of Arad. They are facing some terrible situation there that people are not even aware of."
Next, a dream of a girls' hostel in Pakistan is taking wings. World Hope International's executive director, Joanne Lyon, says she was shocked when the girl she was sponsoring finished seventh grade and then her sponsorship ended.
"And that's when it really became evident to me that we needed to start a school for Christian girls, a hostel where they can come and live. Now, these girls could attend government schools, but because they're Christians, they're very vulnerable to persecution."
Pakistan's volatile environment means many girls simply don't go to school. When this school starts, biblical training will be offered, and Lyon says the girls are ready.
"They will be ecstatic. They want education, and they're so bright and so eager to learn. They will be absolutely ecstatic."
Land and teachers are available. They just need buildings. To donate to the construction or to help sponsor a girl's education, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ghana marks a half century of independence this month, and Bible League staffers are thanking God for ministry growth. According to their ministry director, they've reached a five-year high in Bible study completions and new Bible study groups. About 64% of Ghana's population claims to be Christian, but only 12% regularly attend church. The Bible League is working to encourage church growth by providing scripture, training, and Bible study materials to Ghanaian church leaders. Meanwhile, Little Samaritan Mission's kicking off its Face of a Child program. LSM's Maria Magdalena Simonko says this year they're collecting winter coats. She says their program is personalized. They take pictures of orphaned and poor children they're working with and give them to Christians in the U.S.
"They take the picture. They go shopping specifically for that child. They put it all together. They attach the picture to the package. They keep one copy of the pictures for themselves to pray for the child and remember the child, and then they send the package or deliver it to our warehouse."
Once it reaches Moldova, it's given to that specific child. Simonka says this aid opens doors to do even more.
"We have our own LSM staff that has an opportunity to go in the orphanages and teach Bible lessons. The children are extremely responsive, and many, many over the years have come to know Christ."
They'd like to help 6,000 kids this year. Your help is essential. Go to our website. And Wycliffe Bible Translators is excited about how the Kham people of Cameroon are receiving the scripture. Many are memorizing the Kham New Testament, of which only 3,000 copies were printed. Literacy work is growing through a project with 20 primary schools. Jesus film showings resulted in 8,000 new believers. Continue to pray about the next phase, the launch of the Kham New Testament on audio cassette tapes and listening groups in the Kham churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. It's the final week, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.